Oasis Audio presents More Than Equals by Spencer Perkins and Chris Rice. Read for you by Beresford Bennett. Preface to the Signature Edition 2021. Chris Rice. What are all you white people doing here? Those are the first words I remember hearing Spencer Perkins say. They are not recommended in books like How to Win Friends and Influence People. Spencer's question bothered me, but it changed my life, and it eventually opened up an unlikely journey that bound our lives together and led us to write this book. 30 years later, the racial tensions behind that question press on, a turbulent new time in the United States, when many black Americans express feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired. When many whites claim they'll never be satisfied, while many others have put Black Lives Matter signs in their yards for the first time. When other ethnic groups wrestle with how they fit into this black-white thing. What was so rare and unusual was that Spencer asked that question not at a street protest, but at a church meeting in Jackson, Mississippi, where a collective of blacks and whites shared common life, living and worshiping and working in mission together in an inner-city neighborhood at the margins. Spencer and other black members were also asking themselves, why are we here? Why are we putting up with white folks who don't get it? Indeed, why did Spencer bother being with us? At age 13, he suffered the humiliation of integrating an all-white school. At age 16, he saw his father, Reverend John Perkins, the morning after nearly being beaten to death by white police officers because of his civil rights work. And at that church meeting, he was facing whites like me who were big fans of justice for all, as long as it didn't create discomfort or affect benefits for me. Given how differently we think about and experience America, why bother trying to build a common life and mission together as Christians across racial and ethnic divides? This is the question at the heart of More Than Equals. It is also a question for each new racial time facing Christians in America. Because there is a prayer we cannot escape from. On the night before going to his death on a cross, Jesus prayed for us to become one new people. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. John 17:20-21. From Rodney King 1991 to George Floyd 2020. More Than Equals is about the hard, hopeful, and holy work of seeking to realize the prayer of Jesus and become one new people across racial divides. Yet, in order to see why and how this book's message still matters, we must first see how the context has changed. When Spencer and I wrote More Than Equals in the early 1990s, race wasn't in the headlines and few Christian publishers were putting out books on the topic. But as we wrote, a racial wake-up call struck the nation. In 1991, white police officers in Los Angeles were filmed violently beating an unarmed black man named Rodney King. When a trial found the officers not guilty, the city erupted with protests and violence. Suddenly, race became front and center in political and church debate. More Than Equals hit a wave of new interest, and Spencer and I were thrust into speaking and preaching across the nation in schools, churches, and communities. In the new introduction to the revised edition of 2000, I described America's swings between racial progress and regress, from Spencer's father facing the racism of the 1950s to Spencer's adulthood in the 1990s. There were areas of undeniable progress in the changing attitudes of white Americans. But 20 years later came the pandemic of 2020, and with it, the disproportionate deaths of black Americans, as well as Hispanics and Native Americans, due to COVID-19. The pandemic became an X-ray.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?